So the skeletal system. We want to look at the skeletal system today, and we're going to be, first of all, looking at the framework of bones and cartilage that protects organs and allows for movement. It's really what the skeletal system is all about. Now, the regions of the skeletal system are going to be, first of all, the axial skeleton is going to form the central axis. What does an axis mean? That means it's going to be the center of the body's motion. So an axis is what other things are going to be revolving around. So if you have an axis, then you would expect to have motion around that. And indeed, when we look at the middle part of our skeleton, we see that we have the skull, of course, which all things revolve around. We also have the hyoid bone. And the hyoid bone is one we'll talk more about later, but it's going to be right in our throats. We also have the vertebral column, which of course is right in the middle, and the ribs, which are attached to the middle. So you can see how everything is sort of midline structures. We also have, of course, the sternum and also the sacrum. So the sternum, of course, is your breastbone, and your sacrum is the very, very bottom of your spine. Except for, of course, the coccyx. It's way down there. Now, the appendicular skeleton is going to be those things that are going to be attached to the axial. Appendicular means an appendix to or an addition to. So it's going to be an addition to the axial skeleton. So we call it the appendicular skeleton. This includes the limbs and also the girdles. Now, a girdle is going to be a combination of bones that are going to make a certain area, like, for instance, the combination of bones that makes up the shoulder would be called the shoulder girdle. A combination of bones that make up the pelvis would be called the pelvic girdle. The number of bones in the human adult skeleton is going to be 206. Now, would you suspect that there's going to be more or less at birth? Well, think about now how bone develops. We know how it develops by enchondral ossification. So we know that enchondral, the chondral part, is going to be cartilage. There's going to be a lot of cartilage in very, very young individuals. So would you say more or less at birth? Well, you'd have to say more bones at birth, wouldn't you? Because of the fact that a lot of the bones have not fused. Now, we also have then the two skeletons that we mentioned, the axial and appendicular. When we look at the axial, we're going to, first of all, look at the skull. Now, the skull has 22 bones that are going to be joined together by sutures. Now, a suture is going to be exactly what you think of a suture as. Like, you know, when you get a deep cut, they may have to put sutures in it. So a suture is like that. If you look at it, this sort of looks sort of jagged, just like a suture would. So sutures are going to be joining the skull bones. Now you have two kinds of bones in your skull. You have cranial bones and you have facial bones. The cranial bones are going to be those bones that are going to be surrounding the cranial cavity, surrounding the brain. Whereas the facial bones are going to be making up your face. But they sort of have this overlap, because your face, of course, is composed of, like, for instance, your frontal bone. That makes your forehead. But your frontal bone is not considered a facial bone, even though it makes up your face. So, and even the sphenoid bone, for instance, which is the bone that is where your cheekbones are. Sphenoid bone obviously makes up your face. But what they're designating here is bones that are enclosing the brain or have a contact with the brain. So that's really what they're going for, the cranial bones. The facial bones are going to be really in addition to those other bones. So when we look at the cranial bones, we're going to be looking at, first of all, the frontal, the sphenoid bone, the occipital bone, the ethmoid bone, two parietals, and two temporal bones. Now notice that the two paired cranial bones are going to be temporal and also parietal bones. Now the facial bones that are going to be supporting the face, they support the teeth, they form the nasal cavity, they create the orbit where your eye sits. So these are going to be 14 bones with no direct connection with the brain or the meninges. Now remember that the meninges are going to be the covering around the brain and spinal cord. So the meninges are going to be connecting to the cranial bones, but not to the facial bones. So when we look at the facial bones, we see most of them are going to be paired, whereas in the cranial bones, we only have two that are paired. So most of the facial bones are going to be paired, and there's a reason for this. When we developed in the womb, what happened was is that basically our face came from the posterior to the anterior. So the face developed forward. So as it developed forward, it fused in the middle. That's why there's some individuals who have a cleft palate. It's because their development did not allow that anterior development. So their mouth, the roof of their mouth, is open, and it's going to communicate with the nasal cavity. So because we develop anteriorly, we expect them to have two bones, mostly for our face, one on one side and one on the other. So we have the nasal bone, we have two. We have the maxilla, which is going to be two as well. That's the major bone that does not fuse in a cleft palate. We have the zygomatic bone. We also have the lacrimal bone. We also have the palatine, the inferior nasal concha, the vomer, and of course the mandible. Okay, class, that's all we got for now, so we'll see you then next class.
Okay, bye now.